Learning to love yourself is definitely a process. Some days I do better than others, but the amazing thing is God never gives up on me. He always loves me, and you can do it. Don't give up on yourself. Coming up, Joyce is going to explain why we should bless our enemies.
Be a person that is determined to do what God asks you to do. And always understand that God will never ask you to do something if He doesn't give you the power and the ability to do it. Where God guides, He always provides. His grace is always sufficient. And so do good means, to the best of my ability, get up every day and do what I believe that would please God. We need to live to please God. And then number two, I believe that do good means just what it says. Do as much good as you can, everywhere that you can, to everybody that you can, as long as you possibly can. Because there's power in just being good to people. Romans 12:21 says we overcome evil with good. And I personally think that that's one of the most hidden secrets of the kingdom of God. Any evil that's been done to you, the way to overcome it is to go out and do something good for somebody else. And it especially gets powerful if you do something good for the person who mistreated you. Now that's a whole nother level. In John 11, verses 32 through 41, when Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, such interesting verses. I mean, first of all, it says that he waited long enough for Lazarus to die. And then he waited till he was stinking. Come on, you know what I'm talking about. And then he shows up. Well, you can't do nothing now. He's dead and he stinks. Now, Jesus knows he's getting ready to raise him from the dead. Now, it don't get much better than that. But he says to the people that he wanted to participate, you roll away the stone. Now, if he's going to raise him from the dead, why didn't he just blow the stone out of the hole? I mean, let's make a real big display. And can I tell you something tonight? Some of you are waiting for your miracle, but you're not rolling away the stones. Maybe it's a stone of bitterness. Maybe it's a stone of strife in your home all the time. Maybe it's a stone of rebellion toward authority. Maybe it's a stone of a judgmental, critical attitude toward people that don't agree with you. Maybe it's a stone of jealousy toward a sister you had that was skinnier than you, smarter than you. And you know, some people carry those stones all through their life. Roll away the stones and Jesus will raise the dead. Amen. You see, God is sovereign and He can do anything He wants to. But the thing that's so amazing is He has decided in His sovereignty that He wants to be partners with us. That He wants to not just go do everything Himself, but He wants to do things through us. And not only that, He's taken a very bold step and given man a free will. God wants us to use our free will to choose His will. That's the high calling on our life. He didn't want robots. He didn't want puppets. So He gave us free will. And if somebody wants to go to hell, God will protect their right to do that. I mean, it's true. And I'm sure some of you are finding out if somebody just does not want to love God, you are not going to make them love God. It's a decision that they get to make, but they also get to be responsible for the decisions that they make. So this thing about free will, it's really exciting on one end, but boy, there's such a responsibility to it, because if I have free will and I can make my own choices, then I really can't blame God or anybody else for the messes. And boy, do we have a big problem with that blame, 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 blame. And now, there is this area where when wicked people are making wrong choices, if they happen to be in some kind of authority over you, then sometimes you get in the backlash of their bad decisions and you get hurt. And we don't always understand why God doesn't do something about that. But what God really wants us to do is to trust Him, and then as soon as we can make our own choices, start making choices according to His word, and then it doesn't take very long at all, and you begin to overturn all the effects of any of the bad things that happen. But what Satan wants is for evil people to do evil things, and then even good people or well-meaning people get hurt by that, and then he wants them to get bitter and spend their life full of hatred, wanting to get revenge. But we're smarter than that, aren't we? I said we're smarter than that, aren't we? The dumbest thing that we can do is try to deal with our own enemies. And I can say that now after 40 years of teaching the word, but I wasted a lot of my time being mad at people who hurt me, and it just was really a total waste of time. And as long as we are trying to defend ourselves or get revenge or get people back, now listen to what I'm going to say, God cannot help us. Should I say it again? As long as we are hating people, against people, mad at everybody, bitter because of the things that have happened to us, blaming life, blaming God, even blaming the devil doesn't really work, because if we just sit around and blame and we don't take any responsibility, then the problem never gets fixed. And so you can spend your life hating, being bitter, trying to get revenge, but while you're doing that, God cannot help you. Thank you, brother, for getting that started. I appreciate that. Because I didn't want to have to say it again, and I would have. You say, well, I'm trusting God. But are you doing good? Are you forgiving? Are you praying for your enemies? In the midst of your pain, are you being a blessing to somebody else? Come on. Well, I'm trusting God. But see, that's not enough. I could have walked out here tonight and said, how many of you are trusting God? And there would not have been one hand that wouldn't have gone up. And then if I would have said, how many of you are doing what God has told you to do?